Well, of course, I'm super excited about about that. Woohoo!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Power Platform Boost podcast, your timely source of Power Platform news and updates with your hosts, Nick Dolman and Ulrike Åkerbäck.
Hey, Ulrike.
Hi, Nick. All right, so here we are. We're in Canada. We're at Canadian Power Platform Summit, and we just came here from Seattle.
Yes.
Yes. So we're going to do a recap of this event. We're going to do that for later and then stitch it together. So we first wanted to talk about MVP Summit just on roughly. And you did Boost Quest about how about being an MVP last week. So, this is the first time we went to Summit. So I wanted to ask you first, why does an MVP have to go to Summit? What do you think?
Oh, why do they have to go to Summit? So basically, to me, as an MVP, this gives you the opportunity to speak to meet some of the product team, the people that create the products that we love to, you know, write blogs about, do the podcasts about. We like to maybe
love to hate.
Mm-hmm. Create some feedback for and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's really a lot about what MVP Summit as well is about. Plus, they also kind of show the roadmap, what it is they're working on, and then try to get some feedback. So, you know, we're working on this. What do you think of this? And now, this is the stuff that we can't talk about because obviously it would provide a competitive advantage for other companies that are building similar things.
It's under NDA where we're not allowed to on the content level.
No, not at all. Mm. You know, it's things they're working on. And a lot of times some of these things, you know, might also not meet the light of day. So it's also like, you know, we can't say, well, this feature is coming because it might never come. I have seen so many things over the years that I've seen it at MVP Summit. And I never said you've seen it again. So that's part of it. And then it's also you're meeting with the product team and then also meeting other people in the MVP program. Mm. So you tell me about this because I believe you met a lot of new friends this week.
Oh, yeah. I made so many new friends. And to be fair, you know, the last year that we've been traveling to so many different events, I got to meet the superstars of the community, and now I can walk down the hallway and say, well, hey Matt, well, hey Lisa, hey Scott, and that feels amazing. That, you know, just to be part of a group for me is very important for me personally, and I really feel like I kind of landed in the group, and that it is such a welcoming group as well. So for me, maybe this year, been going to MVP Summit for the first time has been mostly about two things. One is to connect with the product team at Microsoft, to be able to sit down and have a lengthy conversation about the struggles that we have and the opportunities that we see and the new features that we want or need, and for them to take that feedback and see them taking notes and actually that resonates with what they've planned. And that was very important, but also to just make new friends and have fun and connect and meet people that are equally crazy like us that get really excited and enthusiastic about tech, right?
Yes.
That's us. And so I think in a lot of ways, other MVPs share many of the same traits. Not saying that all MVPs are the same, definitely a diverse group, but there is that love for community, love for technology, the urge to share and to help others that we all share.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're coming in from all over the world, and we meet in the center where technology and community and sharing meet. I think that's just beautiful. So, and I've had such an amazing week.
Right.
But it's tiring as well, I must admit. It's heavy. It starts early in the morning, sessions all day, mixers at night. Mm-hmm. And then you go out to dinner and there, the party maybe, and then go back. And it is a week of that. And as much as I just love it and it buzzes me up, but it also requires a lot of energy.
Right. Yeah.
So, and then we traveled from Seattle here to Vancouver yesterday.
Yes.
Yes. And today we're here at Canadian Power Platform Summit.
Yes.
So this is an event that you and a lot of other people in the community threw together. So that's Victor Dantas, Scott Juro, Eric Sobe, you and Chris Bisacki.
Yes.
Yes. So tell me, how's this? When did you start to put this together?
Oh, so this idea has been floating around for a couple of years. You know, we thought, it was sort of a couple of years ago, like, we should do something. And what I wanted to replicate was, you know, there's Scottish Summit, there's Nordic Summit. The European events, the way the community pulls together, the way the vibe goes, like, I want to recapture that, but here in Canada, my own home country. So I talked to Chris Pizaki and Eric, and Eric and I, we had this idea back and forth a little bit. And then finally we decided last year at the Microsoft Power Platform Conference, you know, we should actually do this, and we should try to do it the same time or right after MVP Summit, or either right before or right after, because we have all of these people traveling from all over the world that are going to MVP Summit. Let's see if we can convince them. We talked about this on the podcast before about, you know, the fact that they're coming and everything. They're here. We're here today.
Yes, we are.
We have you here from Norway. I'm so excited that you came.
And Lisa and Mark from Australia.
Yeah,
we have Remy from New Zealand. We have, you know, that's just amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was funny because I took a crew of them. We drove from Redmond up here to Vancouver yesterday. So I had myself, Carl Cookson, Matt Snecker, Lisa Crosby, Nick Hayduke, all in the van. And it was like the United Nations, and we're crossing the border. And like, how is this good? To be honest, I was actually a little bit nervous. It was stressing me out a little bit because, like, I'm going to, you know, so I handed this guy five passports from like five different countries and like, here you go. And then the guy's looking like, are you all related? And then it's like, no. And like, he said, oh, what's your story? Like, no story. We went to a conference and we're going to another conference. And he's like, okay, good. You're all good, right? After you scan the passport.
Yeah,
so
it
made it really deep. You took the train up. Tell us about that.
Yes. No, being a European, I'm used to trains going fast. I don't know about you guys, but this doesn't. So I was just sitting there and thinking, oh, this is comfortable. And then, you know, getting out of the city is kind of slow. And I was just waiting for it to come up to speed, and it never did. And so there's this old bridge where it kind of tiptoes over the bridge, and it's very slow and very comfortable and very airy and light and old and clunky and all the things that I needed to just bring me down a bit.
Right.
So I just kicked back with some music and just watched the landscape pass by for 3 hours, and that was just exactly what I needed to, you know, kind of get myself reset and recharge for this. But we talked about you had a pull out as well to see if people wanted this after or before MVP Summit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not set in stone, but definitely something you're going to do next year for sure.
Yes.
It's a massive success. I just have to say that, because I've been to conferences all over the world, and you created that same feeling that we have at Nordic Summit, which is probably one of my favorite conferences to go to. But that you can see it in the way that people move. They're calm. It's a positive vibe. Everyone's, you know, getting to know one another. There's a lot of people that know each other from before, like mm-hmm. 5 or 6 years ago. They're reconnecting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's good food. It's good. Coffee is good. You have everything in place. And it's a kind of this open and relaxed vibe. That's what you want.
Yeah.
And so it's a huge success.
Oh,
you need to just take that to heart. You
perfect. I greatly appreciate that. And that's the feedback we've been getting. And in talk about the sessions, I saw your session. I've seen you present before, and every time it just gets better.
Oh,
just the way, and for anybody who's not seen Elika's sessions before, she speaks with passion. Her arms are moving. She's talking about this, and you're engaged. I love the way you engage with the crowd. Hey, who has worked on this? How many people have tried this before? And you're getting the hands, and then you call out names. It's like, well, Franco, what do you think? You know, and you're talking about fonts, and like, oh, here she goes on fonts again, right? And then like this and that. It's just sort of like, I just loved it. I just love watching you. You're such like, I don't know.
Oh.
Like, I am in awe of what you are and what you've become.
Thank
I'm so
you.
Proud of you.
But I learned from the best. You're a mentor me, so that's you got. Yeah, get that back because you do that too. And I learned so many things from you in small techniques that I tried to embed in my sessions. And matter of the fact is that a crowd like this, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 people in a group in the garage. It's such a fun space.
Oh, yeah.
Just a 3D printer here, another printer there, just crayons. And so it's such a fun and dynamic space. And I didn't have to wear a mic. Mm-hmm. And I knew so many people. Then that's very easy for me to just relax. And I know the stuff and I'm having fun with it. So I just one of the best sessions to give throughout the year, actually. So this just the setup makes me feel relaxed. And then it's so easy for me to just go with it. And I had so much fun. I really mean that.
Oh, cool. Well, speaking of setups.
Yeah.
Like, yes, the garage was really cool. Like the what they call the NPR rooms are really neat. This, we're not
exactly
on your kitchen table.
No,
we're not in our offices, you know, across the world.
Yeah.
Like this is like, I'm like, oh man, like how are we going to go back to the recording after
we'll
having this?
See if we get it right now, and if it's uploads and everything.
Yeah,
this is such a cool space with multiple cameras and multiple audios and the green. This is a green screen. We'll probably change that up for something else. And
yes.
So many. Oh, this is awesome. So we'll see if maybe we have to standards a bit.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll get the Power Platform Boost recording studio.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
maybe.
Yeah, we have to.
All right. So what we're doing next is that we're going to have a roundtable.
Yes, and it's actually literally starting within seconds.
Right. So we have to go.
So we'll go, but we'll be back. And thank you for
we'll be back.
We'll be back.
All right. Right.
All right. We're
okay.
Back.
We're just
all this technology and lights and microphones. It's
all tiny.
It's like usually we have this whole 10-minute discussion, like, oh, your sound and this and fix this and then the lighting and
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. But it counts down. That's what we're used to that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So what we've been up to since, because we've cut and then suddenly we're back, we have been to a roundtable for Power Pages stuff where we had Nicholas Hayduk.
Yes.
Yourself. Me and Alexander and Victor and Franco Musso.
I would say the top six people in the community who know things about Power Pages.
Yeah, it was pretty top heavy. Let's put it that way. Yeah.
and
to be fair, with that lineup, there really isn't a question on Power Pages that we could not have answered across from all of us because we represent all the different aspects and perspectives that you can have into the product. And we had a good crowd. We had so many questions. We really appreciated that from so many different levels. And we got to piggyback on each other's answers and we had a good dynamic going. And it's not recorded. If you weren't there, sorry, there's no way for getting that back. But if that's something that is valuable, then we do take feedback and put that into, for instance, if that's what people look for and they tell us, then we can plan that for this event next year.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. And it was good because, you said we played off each other and we didn't always agree completely on things either. Like, so it was just good for the audience, I think, to have some of that perspective as well and a lot of things. But overall, as a speaker, as a visitor, what's your overall impression of the day?
Yeah, I think I said a little bit about that earlier as well, that it's been a calm and very relaxed atmosphere. I like that, down to earth. People wear whatever they like. It's not a fuzzy, uptight thing, and that's what I like. I see people meeting and connecting and getting together. That's what this is about. I've seen so many great sessions. We were supposed to talk about all the things that I've learned. I've seen so many good sessions, but the timing. But great event overall. Absolutely thrilled. Right. And I'm coming back next year.
Yes.
You just wrapped it up, right? So everyone's now getting their codes and scrambling and going out. And we're still here.
We're still here recording this.
Just for you guys.
Yeah. So this, as you can tell, this week's episode is obviously a little bit different. We're here together, which we don't get to do very often. So I love these moments for the podcast when we get to do it in person together. It adds so much more energy. Mm. But this whole room, this is something we talked about before, but this would be great. We have on a permanent basis. Exactly, right? But we will be back again in 2 weeks.
With a regular episode with news and updates. But unfortunately, we've had our head in the sand this week.
Yes.
We haven't really been keeping up to date with the news and the things, right?
Right. So, and we also, we just want to make sure we don't accidentally slip out any state secrets or things like that. Things that we're not supposed to be.
Oh, yeah. That you can. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was hard on the discussion thing as well, because there were a few items there that we could have said that we know that something is coming, but of course, we didn't. But there are things coming. There are things in the works that we know now.
Across the entire power platform.
Absolutely.
So, kind of shifting back we talk about the MVP summit, like, yeah, there it's, we weren't just there for Power Pages. It was across the Power platform. And to be honest, there's no surprise. There's a lot happening with co-pilots, but there's also beyond co-pilots. There's other things coming to the Power platform. And I'm excited that over the next few months, when we do our news, our regular sort of format, the news and updates, we're going to have a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, definitely. And a lot of the things that we heard this week as well was sign up for a build, because these things are half-baked. These are the ideas that we had. This is an early showing of something we're cooking for build. So if you're a dev and you're working with the Power platform, build seems to be the place to be. And we have BizApps launch event coming up.
Right, yeah, that's a virtual event. Yeah.
That it is. And we know from experience that it usually is filled with announcements and small little nibbits that you don't want to miss.
Right.
So make sure that you get.
And speaking of other events beyond build, we're going to be at Color Cloud.
Yeah, that's in Hamburg. That's in April.
It's mid-April.
And we're on Victor Dante's Zero to Hero thing before
right.
then.
Yes.
Yes. So there's so many places that you can catch up.
Right. And then I think there's another announcement coming. We'll probably talk about on our next episode where we might be doing another podcast, the two of us together.
Absolutely.
And I mean, once we've covered, I don't think all the details are completely baked yet, but once those are there, it's going to be definitely a fun one. I'm excited. I am, well, of course, I'm super excited about that. So I thank you, everybody, for listening and watching today. Another exciting episode of the Power Porn Boost Pod.
Are you sure you said that right?
Power Platform. Yeah. I kept...
Power Platform Boost Podcast, you guys.
Yes. Listen, like, subscribe.
And we're sorry that we've been off with the format lately, but we're getting back into the old routine next, and then in 2 weeks, that's what we're doing.
Right, exactly.
Okay, our minds are fried.
Completely.
I can tell.
I think we need some sort of liquid made that was brewed from barley originally or something to sort out our mind and everything.
Maybe.
But thank you.
Yeah. All right, guys, we're wrapping up. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll be back in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
With another episode of the Power Platform Boost Podcast.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. If you like this episode, please make sure you share it with your friends and colleagues in the community. And be sure to leave a rating and or a review on your favorite streaming service. That makes it easier for others to find us. Follow us on social platforms and make sure you don't miss a single episode. Thank you for listening to the Power Platform Boost Podcast with your hosts, Lurika Akabek and Nick Dolman. See you next time for your timely boost of Power Platform news and updates.